Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Speaking of your mic, Craig, to make sure the right mic turned on here. Switched everything around. Okay, it's on. Dr. Ed Dominguez later on this morning from Dallas, Texas. I think Texas is, they got rodeos today and everything. I don't know what they did. They decided to open up everything.
Rodeos and races and tractor pulls.
Yeah. They did show an Atlanta movie theater, it might have been Atlanta, over the weekend. And they showed the inside of the theater. And the guys running the place, it looked like, you know, modern, up-to-date theater, obviously. But the guys working the counter were saying they were going to do all they could. They were going to try to check. They were going to ask people coming in if they have symptoms. And I'm thinking, what's that going to do? Sure, I got a cough. Okay, you can't come to the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they showed one of the theaters, and since a lot of these, you know, if you go to any major theater, the seats are up on that theater style, and they're two and two and two and two. So there's two, and then they leave two open, and then they put two more. So they're trying to seat people apart from each other. If you come with three people, you can sit together. I don't know how it works.
I don't know how they're going to police that.
I don't know either.
Because you know.
You'd be pissed if somebody sits beside you and say, dude, move over. Man.
Once it gets rolling.
Yeah. Somebody... That's what I mean. Once it gets rolling. What I'm afraid of, I really do think if everybody would do the right thing, stuff could open. But there's going to be that rogue guy that's going to walk up and hug his buddy that hadn't seen for years. Let's have a drink. We're going to the bar. We don't care.
But somebody running a restaurant or a bar is going to say, screw that half capacity thing.
That's what I thought.
And how do you police that?
Somebody would call and the cops eventually would show up maybe. But once again, this city's got thousands of bars and restaurants. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but we have a lot.
No.
Per capita, most in the country, I believe.
The going out to eat crowd is big around here.
Yeah.
And I can't believe somebody's not going to violate the more than 50% capacity.
And who's unless there's a major deal where you can't, if you do it, you're going to get shut down or something.
Who's going to keep an eye on them?
I don't know. That's what I mean. If everybody would pay attention and do the right thing, maybe people could go out and enjoy themselves fairly safely. You know, I don't want to poo on everybody. I don't want to pee on everybody's parade here. So, but if that other group of people doesn't do the right thing and treats it like they're free for the first time in 6 weeks and start hanging out and screwing around, you know, walking to other tables, you know.
Right. Back to the good old days.
Don't you think there's going to be a fist fight then?
There could be.
Yeah. Get your mask on, but you're rolling around fighting each other. Sweat and spit everywhere. Good morning.
Sporting events. Apparently, I don't know if you've seen the latest Real Sports.
No, I haven't.
I saw that there was one. I haven't had a chance to watch it.
Yeah, I haven't either. What's it about? The coronavirus? Everything's about coronavirus?
Well, the crowds, you know, because everybody's shouting and spitting.
Oh.
Just what a petri dish a sports crowd is.
Right.
And they also had a conversation. It was a four-way deal with Gumbel and Joe Buck, Mike Breen, the NBA guy from ESPN, and the other one escapes me. Oh, Jim Nantz. And Joe Buck said, you know, if you don't go to bed thinking, well, there might not be a football season, you got to rethink your frame of mind.
Yeah.
There's a possibility that that might happen.
The NFL says they want to do it, but I think there's going to be, if they do it, there's going to be no crowds.
Yeah, I mean, he says,
I don't care if there's no crowds. Play the damn game.
All of these guys were prepared to do, we'll go to work when you say go to work.
Right.
But you got to consider the possibility. Yeah, there might not be football. Mm-hmm.
It will be a different television viewing experience as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, completely. But once again,
the only way we're seeing football is on TV.
Yeah.
You may not see it in person.
Which for most of us won't be that big a difference.
No.
Yeah, no, except for Craig's right, though.
No, it'll be a big difference.
Yeah, because the crowd.
There's no crowd.
No crowd screaming every time somebody scores, and
Because many times I will use the crowd as the gauge as to whether or not to look up at the television.
Yeah.
I'm doing something else.
You have to watch the
Joe
game.
Buck brought up.
Well, I'm doing something else.
They may pipe in artificial noise.
That's what I thought.
Just for the production purposes.
I have 9 hours a day to watch ball. I got other stuff to do, so I need to listen to the noise to know when I need to look up.
But, if home team gets a first down, some guy will be there with a button. Making the crowd cheer.
I think so,
hopefully,
too.
Hopefully. I guess. I don't know.
There was talk of that.
Who said that?
That was Joe Buck.
Oh, Joe Buck can eat a big bag of dick.
So I did watch the Bill Maher monologue, and they just did claps. It was great. At one point, he tells a joke, Craig, and he'd tell a joke, and they'd show a crowd somewhere clapping or laughing. But some of them were just off. Which is weird, and one of them was like a bunch of guys in Vietnam laughing and clapping to Bob Hope.
Oh,
a USO show. Now they don't show Bob Hope, but Bill Maher tells Bill Maher tells a joke, and you can see all these guys from the mid to late '60s all cheering, they're laughing. it worked. It worked better than I didn't click on Titus's thing, but I mean he did it to a live audience, but that helped Bill Maher's monologue completely because. It just, even though he probably didn't hear that when he did the jokes, it made it punch. It punched it up.
Yeah.
Punched it up.
That was all done in post-production.
Right, right.
Although, is Bill Maher still doing it live?
Yeah, from his yard. Right? Okay. Well, it's not live.
No, I don't think
so.
No,
he records it that week. It records it that week.
The interviews are all pre-taped.
Yeah. And he's in his yard at the end. It's completely sunny and bright out. Now, granted, it would be sort of bright out even California time, but still.
It'd be 7 o'clock on the West Coast when he's doing that.
But I think it's pre-taped.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because they want everything to go right when they're interviews,
So I guess it just...
With the sports thing, I don't even know, and I'm with you, Todd, but I know they can debate this and talk about this forever. We won't know at all until August.
But I guess it shows you how important the canned laugh track is for a sitcom.
I'm with you.
Obviously.
With you. Yeah.
NFL's looking at releasing a full 17-game schedule.
Yeah, I heard this.
With the games expected to begin September the 10th, Super Bowl 55 taking place February 7th in Tampa.
And also with preseason games. I'm thinking, let's take advantage of that and get rid of those.
Preseason games are unnecessary normally.
Right.
Now they're really unnecessary.
Yeah. Well, they kind of use them as practice.
Yeah, but they have inter-squad scrimmages.
Sure.
Yeah, now they've been doing those the last few years.
They do inter-squad scrimmages way before preseason even,
Yeah, maybe we can find a way to make
it. I did read an article in the local rag, and for all you Husker fans, don't worry. They'll just put an asterisk and say it's the sold-out streak continues next year. That was the whole article.
Well,
that's important.
But if they're only selling...
It's not important. It's not important.
But if they're only selling a certain amount of tickets, that sounds like it's that much easier to sell out.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but it would be an asterisk, though.
Is that the deal? They're only going to sell a certain amount of tickets? Stadiums will not...
You have to take seats
first
out.
First of all, in all fairness, I didn't read the article because I don't care. and that sold-out streak means nothing to me, and it's also ended in 2005 or 2006 anyway.
So what's the proposal? A 90,000-seat stadium will only hold 30,000 people?
I don't know that there is a specific proposal.
That to me
for college purposes? That's going to piss people. Yeah.
Well, that just seems too hard to do.
Because, first of all, you're not going to stop the tailgating. 100,000 people will still be outside.
Yeah.
Let me in. Yeah. No, we can't.
To me, sports, that's an all or nothing.
People are still going to go to restroom at halftime.
But still,
absolutely.
They're all going to go at the same time.
They're all
going to
gather
stands,
at the concession stands.
Concourses.
At the same time.
And people have paid for their season tickets.
Well, just let them
in. They want their seat.
I think I read baseball's looking at giving. They're going to give some partial refunds on those or credit to next year.
Because the majority
of season ticket for college football
seats in a football stadium are season tickets.
Yeah. Well, for pros for sure.
But I mean, college football.
And college too.
Yeah, you're right.
They could do something similar. They could, you know, prorate or, you know, give you credit for next season as well.
Right. Or you only get, listen, all the people, here's the three games you get. The other team gets these three games.
Could be.
You know? That way you're allowed to go in, but you only get tickets to a certain amount of games.
Have to do some allocating.
And some poor soul's going to get.
But some entitled prick.
Who's the punching bags this year from the Huskers? Some Minnesota State or something like that?
Huskers are the punching bags.
Well, yeah. And with the schedule, they might be. Exactly. Don't want to pick on our Husker buddies down there. Relax. These are jokes.
This is your year.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's a tough one, actually. They got to. Toughest schedule. Like a real tough schedule.
No. He's finally going to get his guys in.
Central
there.
Michigan, San Diego State, and Cincinnati.
There you go. Somebody's going to get those three. And then somebody,
those are the punching
somebody else
bags.
Is going to get Penn State's in town. Give me two of the, I think Wisconsin's in town. So yeah, somebody else is going to get the good games. If they do it that way.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Either way, somebody's going to get pissed off. Some entitled season ticket holder deserves to go to all the games, and he can't.
Right. If that's the way they try it.
Well, and how do you, and I mean, if you got a third of the stadium full and there's people in the upper deck, how do you keep those people from just filing down to the lower deck?
You don't.
I mean,
and they should be allowed to go down.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's almost impossible to police that.
All this stuff is just a logistical nightmare that nobody has really thought through.
Nobody's
going to keep their distance.
I think the only thing they're really thinking through is probably protecting teams, staff, and maybe playing without crowds.
Yeah, that's what I think either you have no crowd or you just got to let everybody in.
Right. Because it's May 4th. I'm not going to say the rest of this.
May the 4th be with you.
Shut up.
I'll say it.
Okay. It's May 4th, and I don't want to make a judgment or I don't really know what's going to happen. And I don't think a lot they do. They know more than we do.
But I'm also not pissed off at the NFL for going ahead and planning like things are going to be normal.
Neither am I.
Because you have to have contingencies for everything.
You've got to plan for everything at this point.
I never understood the anger.
I know. I'm with you, Puss.
The Adam Schefter ginned up anger at the NFL. It's like, well.
They still have to go on with their lives.
Yeah, they have to have a plan for every situation.
We're planning our golf tournament now in the fall.
Yeah.
They got rid of it in a couple of weeks.
You have to make
it in the fall,
contingencies just in case.
Business is business. It's going to continue, at least the contingency plans, and then they'll change.
Yeah, plan for the best case scenario, and if you got to change it, then fine.
Craig could have worked this weekend. Some sporting event he's at once in a while opened up, but you know he just didn't decide. He decided not to.
He was too important.
Yeah.
He was too important for that.
No, that's not it.
No.
Wow, my family might think so.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. We think so. Thank you. People I work with think so.
Right. You're very important to us.
Thank you.
We'd have to find a new
that.
News guy if you weren't here.
Yeah, and that would really be a pain.
It would. Yeah.
Don't put us through that.
That could take a week or so.
Oh, God.
So everybody's hopeful on this treatment called Remdesivir.
That's just a treatment, but...
It's just a treatment. Of course, you can't take that orally.
You can't.
No.
No, I know. I saw a guy talking about this yesterday. Yeah. And also, they're working on a inhalant, too. I saw a doctor talk about this the other day.
And so they are, you know, very hopeful on
a treatment
that.
Is a first step. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can save a few lives.
Yeah.
That's not
including
a bad
thing. Including people's... Parents and friends' lives, you know, grandparents.
The Expendables.
I know all you hear about from the orange guys, just numbers. Treats them like numbers.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So the Vice President, Mike Pence, says that he was wrong for not wearing a mask during a visit to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota last week.
Say he's wrong for being a homophobic piece of crap?
No,
okay, no, he hasn't admitted that.
He doesn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He doesn't think he is.
But how tough is it to put a damn mask on? Why is this controversial?
It's a red state, blue thing. I hate to say that because we live in a red state, but we're in a blue town, or at least a purple town.
He says he didn't see the signs, I guess.
Oh, and he didn't notice
Everybody around him was wearing a mask, and he wasn't?
Yeah. That, and he gets tested all the time.
Well, so what?
He's fine.
No, he doesn't.
He said he does.
I don't believe that either.
That's crap.
Yeah. Nobody's swabbing his nose every damn day.
And if they're testing those guys in the White House every day, why? Why aren't they testing other people?
Right.
Why don't they take those resources elsewhere and test people who haven't been tested instead of testing someone every day? Right. I don't believe it.
Yep.
There you go.
No way, Trump's taking a nose swab up to his brain. Maybe that explains something. No, it doesn't even this way for 3 years.
I saw a post from, I won't give up his real name, but it's our historian, Stinkweed Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Wondering why everybody is objecting to masks because he thinks that for a lot of you, it would be just for aesthetics.
Well, I said that during the first break.
Just aesthetics general. Yeah. A lot of people should be. You'll look better wearing a mask. Trust me. I know I'll look better wearing a mask.
They're just kind of hot. They're kind of hot, probably, right? I don't know. I haven't worn them out.
I know you're supposed to have the mask up over your nose and below the chin, but you have to have it below all the chins because there's going to be some people that need to address that.
Yep.
Well, that's what you just...
or just is one enough.
Right. Yeah. I should tell Christina.
That football one is cool. The ones you can order now, that football logo's on it, whatever team it is, the NFL, you've seen it on Facebook, that just starts on your neck and you just pull it straight up over your nose.
Those are gators.
Yeah.
Gators are buffs.
I've got a couple of those.
Yeah, a chick got eaten by a gator, by the way. Not coronavirus.
Not a neck gator?
No.
Wasn't she on a golf course?
No, she was on an island somewhere. I don't know if it was a golf course.
Which island?
It didn't say it. An island in South Carolina somewhere. But it said
it was a gator, not a crocodile?
It was a gator, No, it's a gator in South Carolina. It's not a crocodile.
Lake Placid?
No, but
was it Lake Placid?
It was
South Carolina authorities say the woman has been killed by an alligator at a golf resort.
Okay. That was a gator encounter, which, by the way, alligator encounter, what a great band.
The Charleston County Sheriff's Office said the attack happened Friday evening at a resort south of Charleston. A sheriff's deputy reportedly witnessed the attack and shot the gator
last night.
Local reports say 58-year-old Cynthia Covert died in the attack. Circumstances surrounding the attack not immediately clear. 58 at the golf course getting eaten by a gator.
They said that they don't remember the last time it's ever even happened on that island. I mean, people do live with alligators in the area.
Well, you've been golfing with gators.
Yeah, they did. I don't like it. But, yeah, they tell you what hole it's on. Usually.
Was she golfing or just out for a stroll?
I've given you the information I have.
But the deputy witnessed the attack?
Yeah.
That's not something I want to see.
They shot and killed the gator, right?
Shot the gator.
I mean, she's probably hanging in his mouth like some movie set. Ugh. Anybody have Sam Lloyd, by the way?
That guy was 58 people.
I was going to say, that guy was sick.
He 58.
Was the lawyer on Scrubs.
Yeah, I think it's 58 people had him. Uh-huh. I didn't.
Inoperable brain cancer, wasn't it?
Yeah, I may have been one of them.
You might have got a hit, huh?
I might have gotten a hit.
Good.
Three words tend to bring out the hits. Inoperable brain cancer.
Yeah, we've had a couple of hits lately, actually. A British actress
Do you have a list
that I was not familiar with.
You get into the list then? We haven't done a list.
We are going to get into that.
Okay, cool.
We'll get into Jill. I don't even know how to say Jill's last name. Gascoigne?
That sounds right to me.
Yeah, whatever. A British actress, and apparently she's been deemed famous enough. 29 players had the 83-year-old Jill. They include, but are not limited to, 6 feet over Corrigan.
Don't know what that means either.
Right.
Yeah.
Big Pussy's hair lip. Boner Garage Jenner. Captain CPAP and the SOTOMS gets a hit.
All right.
As does Coat Hangers for Kavanaugh. Council Bluffs Border Wall getting a hit. Daddy Bong Legs.
I always liked that name.
I like that one too. Gets a hit. As does Downloading Porn with Dave. Farts and Leisure gets a hit.
In the morning.
Foghorn Tibia Horn gets a hit.
I say that.
That's a good one.
And the Hairlip Canyon Yodeler all get hits with Jill, somebody out of Britain.
You recognize her many U.S. movies?
No.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
You'd recognize the actor who passed away, Sam Loyd.
Sam Loyd.
Even if you didn't watch Scrubs.
Sad sack look on his
face. Yeah, he was in a bunch of stuff. I saw his IMDb this weekend. More of those names coming up. Also, Dr. Ed Dominguez from Dallas. Rodeos are open. I don't know if that's just all they got there. I'm sure they got other stuff.
Get on the bull. Yeah. Get on the bull.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.